US President Donald Trump is facing a new backlash for urging Americans not to fear the coronavirus. He's back at the White House after 4 days in hospital being treated for COVID-19. While Mr. Trump says he feels real good, his doctors say he's still contagious and may not be entirely out of the woods just yet.
After 4 days at the Walter Reed Medical Center, U.S. President Donald Trump staged a dramatic return to the White House, and the first thing he did, pull off his face mask.
Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently, and you're going to beat it.
Mr. Trump has vowed to quickly get back on the campaign trail after the short hiatus. He's also defended his decision to continue traveling and holding events amid the pandemic.
We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay.
The president's remarks drew criticisms from his Democratic rival Joe Biden. Mr. Biden has slammed Mr. Trump for continuing to downplay the seriousness of the disease even after falling ill.
Masks matter. These masks, they matter. It matters. It saves lives. It prevents the spread of the disease. Social distancing. Instead of talking about what the only thing I heard was one of the tweets saying that, you know, don't be so concerned about all this, essentially. There's a lot to be concerned about. 210,000 people have died.
Mr. Biden has said if elected, he will urge all local level leaders to use their authority to require the use of masks.
Simon Marks joins us live from Washington, D.C. for more on this. Simon, doctors have warned that Mr. Trump has not fully recovered. Is it safe for him to be out and about? The science would say no.
Well, the science would definitely say no. His own physician at the White House, Walter Reed, yesterday before the president left and returned to the White House, indicated that there will be discussions with the president about when he may be able to go out and about. But that was before the president had flagrantly disregarded all public health guidelines and returned to the White House and made his first official act the removal of his face mask. In his messaging, in that video that we just played and previous videos that the president recorded at Walter Reed before he left, Donald Trump has insisted that he's learned a lot from his experience with COVID-19. Get it, he said of the virus in a video that was disseminated over the weekend. But on Twitter, within the last few minutes, he has again demonstrated that he may not get it at all. Flu season is coming, he wrote. Many people die every year, sometimes over 100,000. Despite the vaccine, people die from flu. Are we going to close down our country? No, we have learnt to live with it just as we are learning to live with COVID-19, which he argues again is in some populations far less lethal than seasonal flu. So we've gone months back in time, all the way to the period when Donald Trump was once again pouring scorn on the notion that COVID-19 was a threat to the country. So where all this goes and where his own personal health currently lies, given that he could be seen in some of those images at the White House gasping a little bit for breath last night, I think is anyone's guess at this point.
Simon, more and more people close to Mr. Trump have tested positive for the coronavirus. How would that affect the campaign, the Trump campaign?
Well, the White House itself is a new epicenter for COVID-19 here in the US. Don't forget that the president's own press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, tested positive yesterday. She's now doing the responsible thing and isolating. So are two of her senior staff members who also tested positive. The White House won't tell us exactly how many people there have tested positive, but we do know it's impacted the heart of President Trump's campaign. His campaign manager, Bill Stepien, positive for coronavirus. The head of the Republican National Committee, Rona McDaniel, another key figure in the president's re-election battle. She's also tested positive for COVID-19. Mike Pence, we know, is going to be filling in for Donald Trump at least one rally later this week. At least that's the current plan. Who knows what happens between now and then. And, you know, the president's got a massive battle on his hands. Within the last hour, a new CNN poll shows Joe Biden has opened up a 16-point advantage over Donald Trump. That's far and away the largest margin distancing the two men. So if the fight back by the Trump campaign is going to begin, it needs to begin now. And it's got to find a way of fighting back even while the campaign itself is soaked in COVID.
All right. Thanks for that. Simon Mark speaking to us from Washington, D.C.